Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. The Alex Jones Show. It is the 29th day of July, 2005. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex is on assignment, working on his next stunning and shocking video. And, well, I think you can figure out where he might be. We're also joined today for the next 3 hours by none other than Erskine from Erskine Overnight, another great show here on Genesis Communications Radio Network. Erskine, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, Jack. Good to talk with you.
We're already off to a great start, folks. This is live talk radio, and, well, that's why it's always entertaining. We have a great show today. We want to talk about CAFTA. Obviously, we're going to be talking about the London bombings, perhaps even getting a call here from Alex Jones himself sometime during the three-hour broadcast. Also want to talk about a number of issues now running through the week. Man, these weeks go fast. These months go fast. Massive arrests going on in London as we speak. I think that we figured out now there are 200 or 300 people in the plot to the bombing. The arrests continue. The shoot-to-kill orders continue. These are some of the issues we're going to talk about today. Do we have you now, Erskine, my friend?
I'm right here. Hopefully you can hear me.
It's a pleasure. Yes, we can hear you, Erskine. It is a pleasure to be with you, and it's a lot of fun doing this show. When I heard that, you know, we'd be asked to fill in, and I knew that I could join you today, I knew that we'd have a real barn burner for the listeners.
There are a couple of issues that I think that you're not listening to if you're watching CNN or any of the other networks. One is the CAFTA that passed by 2 votes and is almost the final nail in the desolation of the United States. The other is the energy bill, and I think that's extraordinarily intriguing if you look at what the sellout that occurred to America on the energy bill.
Erskine, I'm going to play a clip from the Lou Dobbs program. I believe this is about a month, month and a half old, but it is that important today where he talks about it. And so it's not just Erskine and Jack Blood who are talking about this. It is Lou Dobbs talking about and interviewing people from the Council on Foreign Relations, saying how by in the year 2010, Erskine, we'll have a super state here. We'll no longer be the United States of America. We'll just be simply North America. And that is exactly what CAFTA is. You know, I got out, Erskine, and I know you did too, and I just implored the listeners to get out and to stop this. But, you know, George W. Bush used the old Pavlovian pork biscuit technique to make sure that everybody was on board. He bought all the votes he needed to, and this thing, CAFTA, Erskine, passed by 2 votes.
Absolutely. It is the final desolation of the United States. However, by 2009, there will not be enough money to pay off just the interest on the national debt. So we're going to go into receivership by 2009. The United States is going broke 2009, according to the General Accounting Office, and they're still just spending money on top of money on top of money.
You know, I've heard that exact year predicted for several years now, and it always amazes me. And I don't know how much stock you put into this, Erskine, but 2009, if you add up the 2 and the 9, you get another 11. We are bombarded by 11s. Are they trying to tell us something, Erskine?
I think they certainly are trying to tell us something. All you have to do is look at the inauguration. You're seeing Mr. Bush doing the sign of Satan. You're watching that. And anybody, I mean, it is just obvious. These people are not trying to hide anything that they're doing.
You know, I wish we were on TV today, Erskine, because there's a nice clip as Bush had just pressured everybody. And we have to remember there were 200 and some odd people in Congress that voted against CAFTA. But as he was walking out after he got most of his votes, he's seen, giving the proverbial bird to many people in the hallway. I guess that's what Bush thinks about the United States.
Oh, I think it does. I think you're looking at the dissolution of the country as we know it. We are seeing it happen every day, more and more and more, as they are shining the spotlight and we're losing complete privacy, and there is no privacy to what is happening to the American citizens, but plenty of privacy to what's happening in government. We're seeing a less and less open government, more and more taking away our privacy.
You said it, Erskine. We're going to break. We'll come right back. Erskine and Jack Blood, right after this.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And Alex is on assignment. What an honor and a privilege to be sitting in for Alex Jones. I taught him everything he knows. And Erskine taught me everything I know. My name's Jack Blood. I do a radio program following the Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time on the one and only Genesis Communications Radio Network. And I'm also joined by my good friend Erskine from Erskine Overnight. Erskine, your show airs every Saturday night on Genesis Communications Network.
Every Saturday night at 12 o'clock midnight on the East Coast, 9 p.m. on the West Coast. And it's very interesting about CAFTA that the Labor Department kept secret for a year government studies that supported the Democratic opponents of the Bush administration's CAFTA. They kept these studies secret for an entire year. They didn't want people to know about it. They wanted to pass it in the middle of the night, and it is going to cost jobs, 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 and I don't understand how they could do such a bill that is costing the United States so much, why they would put in such a deal, except to help Bush's cronies who are in the various corporations. That's the only reason.
Yeah, you know, 217 to 215, I mean, we narrowly escaped, or we narrowly were in prison here by two votes. You know what that shows me? This is like electronic voting when the no smoking law and bans pass here in Texas by 1% or half a percentage point. Or it reminds me of the national selections where Kerry just barely loses to Bush, or you know, Gore just barely loses by the 500 votes to Bush in 2000. This is always the apparent, I think, evidence, Erskine, of a fixed vote. They were sitting there. They were waiting until they had that two-vote margin, and that's when they decided to vote. Not before then, and everybody had gone on record to say they will not lose this vote. And I got to tell you, Erskine, I was way off before they started voting on this thing in the Senate and it moved to the House. I was one of the ones out there that said there's no way that people will let this pass. The people will be too much in an uproar. They will never be able to pass this. And, boy, I started learning real quick how wrong I was.
Other than Lou Dobbs, there's no information on television. You're only hearing about, you turn on CNN today, it's nothing but wall-to-wall coverage of finding the terrorist in London. That's it. Thank goodness they had the London. Otherwise, that was the one thing that kept the people away from being concerned about CAFTA. Isn't it interesting to you, Jack, how every time something important vote comes up on something, there's always an outside event which occurs?
Weapons of mass distraction, Erskine. Of course, we know that very well. speaking of Lou Dobbs, I wanted to play this clip. This is from CNN just roughly about 30, 40 days ago, and I think it speaks for itself. So, Erskine, fellow audience members, stay tuned. We're going to play this clip now, and I think you'll all be very startled by this if you haven't heard it yet. We're going to roll it.
For CNN, Washington.
Border security is arguably the critical issue in Islamist terrorism. But our borders remain porous, so porous that 3 million illegal aliens entered this country last year, nearly all of them from Mexico. Now, incredibly, a panel sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations wants the United States to focus not on the defense of our own borders, but rather create what effectively would be a common border that includes Mexico and Canada. Christine Romans has the report.
On Capitol Hill, testimony calling for Americans to start thinking like citizens of North America and treat the U.S., Mexico, and Canada like one big country.
The best way to secure the United States today is not at our two borders with Mexico and Canada, but at the borders of North America as a whole.
That's the view in a report called Building a North American Community. It envisions a common border around the U.S., Mexico, and Canada in just 5 years. A border pass for residents of the three countries and a freer flow of goods and people. Task Force member Robert Pastor.
What we hope to accomplish by 2010 is a common external tariff, which will mean that goods can move easily across the border. We want a common security perimeter around all of North America so as to ease the travel of people within North America.
Buried in 49 pages of recommendations from the task force, the brief mention, we must maintain respect for each other's sovereignty. But security experts say folding Mexico and Canada into the U.S. is a grave breach of that sovereignty.
That's what would happen if anybody serious were to embrace this strategy for homogenizing the United States and its sovereignty with the very different systems existing today in Canada and Mexico.
Especially considering Mexico's problems with drug trafficking, human smuggling, and poverty. Critics say the country is just too far behind the U.S. and Canada to be included in a so-called common community. But the task force wants military and law enforcement cooperation between all three countries.
Indeed, an exchange of personnel that bring Canadians and Mexicans into the Department of Homeland Security.
And it wants temporary migrant worker programs expanded with full mobility of labor between the three countries in the next 5 years.
The idea here is to make North America more like the European Union. Yet just this week, voters in two major countries in the European Union voted against updating the European Constitution. So clearly, this is not the best week to be trying to sell that idea.
Americans must think that our political and academic elites have gone utterly mad at a time when 3.5 years, approaching 4 years after September 11th, we still don't have border security, and this group of elites is talking about not defending our borders, finally, but rather creating new. It's astonishing.
The theory here is that we are stronger together, three countries in one, rather than alone.
Well, it's a mind-boggling concept. Christine Romans, thank you as always.
A mind-boggling concept. I think that's understating what we have here. It's for our safety. It's for our security, Erskine. And there's Lou Dobbs telling it like it is.
the senators and the Congress people are told, and they take an oath to uphold, defend the Constitution of the United States of America. The Constitution of the United States of America, a document you're not even allowed to hardly talk about anymore, they have ripped to sunders, and we are in the process of losing our sovereignty as a great nation due to treaties of this nature.
You know, there will always be an illusion of our sovereignty, an illusion of the United States. You know, I know the plan, Erskine, and it isn't to just abolish the name the United States. Just like right now, we look in the European Union, and we still have France, we still have England, we still have, you know, Germany and various countries who have joined in this common bond to eliminate borders and sovereignty. So the illusion will continue, and here we are warning people what will happen in 2010. And again, let's just say this one more time, not just Erskine and Jack Blood and Alex Jones, but Lou Dobbs and CNN. So again, I just wonder what it's going to take to really get people to wake up to this. I wish we could have won by two votes. We've lost by two votes, and the free trade era of the Americas will be next.
Al Martin says there are only three things that will wake up the American people. Number one is if Domino's quits delivering. Number two, if the beer trucks quit running. And number three, if the NFL goes pay-per-view. Now, let's get real. What's important? You're losing your jobs. You're losing your sovereignty. You're losing your pensions. All this is...
Yeah, I kind of saw that one coming, John. We're going to get Erskine right back. And as you can tell, Erskine is very passionate about that. You know, we want to hear from you today. We don't have any guests, so Erskine and I will just be riding here together for 3 hours with you. The phone number to call in is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be talking about CAFTA here for the foreseeable future. But there's just a ton of news out there today, and I like to open up the lines on my program on Friday, and I think that that's the important thing to do. So whatever you want to bring to the table, we'll put you right on the air, and you don't have to be a super genius to call into the program today. Really, we just want to hear from you. We want you to stand up. We want to hear your voice. I mean, this is the amazing thing. Here we have this conservative president. Yet, we are so fiscally irresponsible that, as Erskine mentioned, we're spending ourselves into extinction. The debt is mounting. Of course, we've got the Chinese and the Japanese and other nefarious forces buying our debt at the rate of more than $1 billion a day. By the way, that's the identical number that we pay in interest to the Federal Reserve, who, of course, isn't federal and has no reserves, as interest on the money that we are borrowing to, of course, hand right over to the military-industrial complex, the security-industrial complex. The Bush signing on to UNESCO, again, he comes out saying he hates the UN. They want to reform the UN. They want to, some of them, abolish the UN, which sounds good to us. That's music to our ears. Meanwhile, Bush signed on to UNESCO, which Reagan got us out of, fortunately. And now we're teaching our children what in the school books? They're not American citizens. They're international citizens. It's the whole concept of collectivism run amok. And, you know, even the most pessimistic of us years ago might not have predicted how fast this snowball would roll downhill. But there's a collision course, folks. The collision course is the two snowballs rolling downhill. And I think right now it's a pretty good race, I have to say. And that is the snowball side by side of the American people waking up to this treason. And it is nothing less than treason. You know, on my program a few days ago, and I'm not ashamed of this. I called the listeners treasonous for not calling in and not getting behind this. And look, we've got one more chance. This is two strikes. We're at the plate. The first strike was NAFTA and GATT. The second strike now is the Central America Free Trade Agreement, better known as CAFTA. And the third strike will be the Free Trade Area of the Americas. And if we don't take this very, very seriously, we will be there by 2009, 2010, the super state. And, of course, what we have to really talk about here and what's most important is that this is a consolidation of power. This is rolling forward to the global dictatorship. And this was always the plan. This is what Stalin talked about. You know, you have to move things incrementally. This is Fabian socialism. It's incrementalism. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. Erskine will be right back with us. I hope you'll stay tuned as well. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back, and we'll take your call. Stay tuned.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps to provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, exposing the globalists where they stand. Now, listening to Lou Dobbs, man, I mean, talking about the elite have gone mad. Doesn't sound like we're too much different. You know, people call shows like this conspiracy theorists or whatever tags they've deemed to label us to neutralize us. But, you know, the more I listen to Lou Dobbs and even some of the neocons out there, the more I see they're, well, I guess they're stealing our act. Jack Blood here filling in for Alex Jones, who will be out today. We'll also be back Monday. And I want to say a great big hello to all my former shortwave listeners out there who are hearing me again. And also with my friend Erskine from Erskine Overnight. Erskine, do we have you back with us?
I'm back with you, and there's no question about what you were saying, that Lou Dobbs absolutely nailed it, and we're seeing more and more and more of a takeover of a police state. It's every single day. Now, there's something, there are two issues. This CAFTA is unbelievable that it passed by two votes. The other thing that they're talking about, and watch the way they build this up, they're talking about putting a tax on the porno on the Internet. Now, if you're like me, you're tired of seeing all the porno on the Internet and one thing and another. But you have a delete key. You can click that. I think it's a bad situation, but now they want to put a tax on it. When you're talking about that, it's a very short order to have control of the Internet. That's what they're aiming for. That is, the Internet talk radio is about the only freedom we have left in America today.
Well, you know, I noticed one of the official spokespersons for the United Kingdom, yeah, that's right, folks, it's a kingdom, came out a couple of days ago, Erskine, I don't know if you saw this, and said that terror can be blamed almost totally on the Internet because of all of the websites that Al-Qaeda seems to have. Of course, those are traced back to companies in Houston that have connections to the Bush family. Al-Qaeda has their own website. So they're using that. They're using 14-year-olds downloading music off of the Internet, and as you say, pornography on the Internet, to institute a precedent and a standard to take down the rest of us and start talking about content. I mean, it won't be long, Erskine, I'm sure, before the Internet is much like this radio show, where there are a number of FCC regulations and rules we'll have to adhere to. Of course, the FEC has gotten involved, and if we're talking or talking for or against any candidate that's running in any election, we have to give fair and equal time to all of the other candidates. I mean, this is pretty much where we're going, man.
It won't be long until the Internet's controlled by a few major corporations. That's it. Your ISTP will be controlling it, and the government will be telling them what the content is and what they can have on the Internet, and it's coming very, very quickly.
And tax is control, Erskine. As you know, this is something the United Nations wanted to do. They talked about it at the G8 summit. They talked about it at the last Bilderberg meeting, a global tax. Of course, you've got the Law of the Sea Treaty, which, by the way, the acronym spells out LOST, which gives the United Nations control of all international waters, of course, subsequently offering a tax and control on all international waters by the United Nations. So really, I mean, how are they going to pay for all this? How is this all going to be brought together? First, they have to institute the rules and the tax, and guaranteed the global army, the global currency, and of course even the global microchip all seem to follow. And I'm not an alarmist, Erskine. That's the plan. I've read the letters.
You can see it unfolding every single day, Jack. And as you're saying, this is the plan. This is what's occurring. And they're not being secretive about it. If you really want to know what's occurring, then you can watch Police State 9/11, the martial law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. And in that video, Alex is telling you everything that's happening. And if you don't believe it, go back to some of the earlier Alex Jones videos, and you'll see what is occurring today. He was an irrational flamethrower years ago with all of these crazy ideas, and they've all come about. I wouldn't want to admit it. I don't like to admit it that Alex was right. For years he's been right. He has been on the cutting edge, and he still is.
Absolutely. You know, I have a little cameo in Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State. I was with Alex Jones in New York, and it is probably, well, I think definitely the only real documentary of what happened in New York during those, I call them coronations of 2004, when George W. Bush rolled into town. And we got a little preview of what the police state looks like. Do you know that there are people out there, Erskine, that still don't think that we're a growing police state?
Well, I was talking with Alex. As a matter of fact, I did an interview with Alex during that Republican convention when he was kind enough to let me host his program. And I was talking with him, and he had two or three girls who came up, and he asked these different ladies, he said, were you here during 9/11? Yes, I was. And what did you hear? We heard explosions. We heard explosions going off.
We're going to tell people how to get this great film on the other side of this break, and we're going to go right to calls. We've got near-loaded phone lines, 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show on Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Jack Blood. Erskine also with me. We'll be right back after this break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com, sacrowedgy.com, sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable nuke alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the nuke alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented nuke alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com, or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com, or call 830-672-8734.
Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network. I want to give out the information. If you've not gotten Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State, you're really missing out. All of my listeners have called into my program with testimony about how this is waking up all of their friends. They're making copies. They're getting this out. This is three films in one. It is the newest updated information by Alex Jones on 9/11. It is full on-the-ground coverage of the police state in action in New York in 2004 for the coronation ceremony of George W. Bush. And there's a real great section on there talking about Bohemian Grove, and the interview with David Gergen is priceless. It's only $19.95. There are discounts if you buy more than one. You can call now to get this video. And again, if you don't have this on your shelf, with all your other DVDs, your shelf is incomplete. And I'm telling you, I'm giving you my highest endorsement for this film. I've seen it several times. We packed out movie theaters down here in Austin, Texas, every time it was shown. You should be showing it in your town or your city or on your cable access show. Call now to get this great film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, 888. That's 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, or just go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And again, don't put this off anymore. Get this film out to as many people as possible. Now, I have Erskine on the line. Erskine's been co-hosting with me today. We're filling in for Alex Jones. But we do have Alex Jones on the line, calling from an undisclosed location. Alex, thanks for calling.
That's right. I'm here in the bunker at Site R with Dick Cheney, and we're ordering NORAD to stand down. Jack and Erskine, I want to thank you guys for filling in. today, and obviously you've got huge news to discuss. Over here in England, I was not made aware that CAFTA, the expansion of NAFTA into the free trade area of the Americas, and one of the final steps towards that, was actually passed today, what you said, with two votes being the overriding factor. This is incredibly treasonous. It's wildly unpopular with Democrats, wildly unpopular with Republicans. No one's for it but the elite. And let me tell you, being here in the EU, I mean, it's EU license plates. It's EU citizens go to the front of the line. The British police are now wearing the black ski mask. We've seen them out on the streets today, rounding up more patsies. So I've got a report for you on the London bombing, but I'm not just over here for the London bombing. I'm over here for several different subjects and several different issues. And we're doing quite a few important interviews with members of Parliament and also former MI5 agent David Shaler coming up tonight. I haven't had any sleep since yesterday at 7 a.m., but I've hit my third or fourth win now, and now that I've got my third or fourth win, we are moving forward and fighting the New World Order, Jack.
Well, you're right in the thick of things over there, and I guess people have figured out now that you're right in the epicenter of all terrorism, London. In fact, you're a Londoner now. Mass arrests. We're seeing how many people were involved in these bombings, Alex, because every day it seems like there's a sweep and arrest of 10 or 12 more people.
Well, that's right. And originally, first they got one name wrong and one picture wrong of the 16-year-old, mad bomber. Turns out he's totally innocent. It was totally made up. Now, two of the people they're saying that bombed back on 7-7 3 weeks ago, now they're saying that two of them are not the same people. So basically, they just show you a brown person on the news and say, look, here's the proof. But listen, the taxi drivers we're talking to, the people on the street, they're saying, well, some people are saying that it's the government. And then on video, I had this one discussion with a female taxi driver who picked us up at Victoria Station, the train we took from the airport in early this morning. And we sat there and walked her through problem, reaction, solution. And she said, yeah, nothing made sense until I heard that. And, that makes perfect sense. And I've heard other people saying this. She was a very intelligent woman. And just massive police state here. I mean, cameras, red light cameras, everywhere, but the British had never worn the black mask. They've been wearing the black body armor and the MP5 Heckler and Koch submachine guns, but now they're wearing the black mask and just running around arresting people. And again, Operation Northwood says clearly how to carry out terror attacks and then blame it on patsies. Erskine, what do you think about all this stuff that's happening? I'm just outraged, but I'm not surprised. They passed the Patriot Act, the expansion and the reauthorization for a decade, not just 5 years. They passed New Freedom, forced psychological testing, forced drugging.
Well, there are a couple of things I'd like to say. One of the things is I think they brought this in and it happened on 7-7 because they're talking about the national ID there in Britain. Another thing that's very propitious for them is the fact when I turn on CNN, all you're watching is nothing except London terror attacks, London terror attacks. Yeah. Nobody's talking about CAFTA. They never would have got CAFTA passed if it hadn't been for the London terror attacks. It's like a magician. You have a pretty assistant, and it takes your eye off of what's really going on. That's what they are doing. They do this to take your eye off of what's real.
I totally agree with you. In fact, 4 days after 9/11, almost 4 years ago, just 2 months shy of 4 years ago, China was brought into the World Trade Organization and made a permanent member, which was another big move. I mean, the WTO, folks, has more authority than our Congress over our trade deals, and now that means China has more authority than we do. And to make it clear, I am over here in Europe predominantly. I said I'm over here for several reasons. Number one, I want to expose the EU and just show what it's like as people lose their sovereignty and do some interviews on that subject. I'm also over here to do interviews concerning the Iraq war with really some prominent, very important people with some key info and prominent people exposing government involvement in 9/11. And then the caveat is the London bombings to get over here and see if the people are seeing through the government-sponsored terror paradigm. I'm having trouble pronunciating because, again, folks, I've almost been up for 2 days straight. As soon as I finish some interviews here in about 3 or 4 hours, I'm going to hit the sack.
Look, Alex, shooting to kill needs no warning now. This has come out from London, from the Scotland Yard.
And
they don't even need to warn you.
A light overshirt. He wasn't even wearing a coat.
Well, I was going to tell coat. No, I was going to tell you. I mean, you're going to a cold place from a very hot place here in Texas. I know it's very tempting, but whatever you do, don't wear a heavy coat, Alex.
Well, it was 62 degrees today when we got off the plane, and the hottest it got was 65. And at night it gets cold here. And this Brazilian fella saw plainclothes men waving guns, running at him, and he got scared and ran in. Well, they pushed him into the train and shot him 8 times in the head. I mean, everybody knows about that. But so, who are the two scumbags that sent it over the top and got Kafta in?
Well, I have a whole list on my website, and I'm not prepared to answer that question on the spot. I mean, look, it's any two. The fact is, over 200 voted against it. I mean, how is it representative of the people if this passes by a mere two votes? You know, we know that Bush was buying votes. He was there on the premises. They weren't even going to have the vote, Alex, until they had enough votes to get it passed. Once they had that two-vote margin, they passed it. And, you know, I have a picture of Bush leaving this whole debacle. And what is he doing? He's flipping off, literally giving the finger. I have a picture of it. It's actually on video. Giving the finger to everybody as he leaves and he gets his little way.
Well, I know Bush Sr. several times flipped people off. And then the news would try to go, well, he tried to do the V symbol, but he accidentally just shot the middle finger. And, you know, we have video of martial law of Bush flipping the camera off and, you know, telling his staff to shut up. And things of this nature.
Well,
he's just a total puppet.
He bought this Kafta vote. I mean, doubtful deals driving Kafta. That's the connection. $2.5 billion plan to construct a new series of dams and locks along the Mississippi River, among other little Pavlovian pork biscuits that were given to members of Congress. If that,
okay,
didn't work,
but it's not just Texas. Almost every state where New Freedom or the other names they use for it. It's failing all over the country except for Illinois right now. Now, we're narrowly defeating it. They're going to bring it back up again, but we are defeating it at the state level. I mean, take Gonzales, Texas, and what, like 9 other counties are saying no NAFTA trans corridor. We don't want your giant toll roads hooked into Mexico. And that's in all these little regional papers, but no national attention to how county commissioners are going, this is world government. I'm not going along with this. So it's happening. The people are waking up. That's why we see a circling of the wagons by the establishment so they can pass New Freedom. We're going to fight at the state level. We're going to ignore criminal laws. They can pass all this garbage. We're not going to go along with it. But the Supreme Court coming out saying there's no private property, Bush appointing all these anti-gun people to federal judgeships and the Attorney General, this is a wake-up call and an illustration to everybody out there. Guys, I'm going to get out of here, but on Monday I will try to give you a report. Who knows? David Shaler is going to be here doing an interview in a little while. Maybe in the third hour we'll call in and just have perhaps you can ask a few questions of David Shaler, the former MI5 agent. But we are here fighting the New World Order on the front lines. That's where you'll find us. And I want to thank both of you gentlemen for sitting in on the broadcast.
Hey,
thank you, Alex.
Alex.
If it's happening, if it's anywhere in the world, on the front lines is Alex Jones, always watching out for our interest, for America's interest. Thank you, Alex Jones.
God bless you, gentlemen. Hey, watch yourself, will you, buddy?
You bet.
That's right, Erskine. I mean, and not only is he reporting live and is he on the ground, and you know, Alex, he's fearless. Everybody has seen him in action. He's not going to back down. He's going to get in the Bobby's face. He's going to get in people's face. And, I hope he comes back to the United States, but we're going to get a great documentary film out of this, no doubt.
Well, Alex is going where the real news is, not where the CNNs and these people go, but he's going right to the belly of the beast.
He's not in Aruba, in other words.
No, he's going to the belly of the beast. Yeah, he's not in Aruba. You got it.
Hey, let's start knocking off some of these phone calls. 1-800-259-9231. Any questions you might have for Erskine or myself or any statements?
Let's go, Jeff in Texas. What do you say?
He doesn't like holding, from what I know about Jeff in Texas. But
okay.
Jeff, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for calling in.
How'd you know that, Jack? Hey, listen, I need to make a few points about Kafta here. And one is, what a lot of people don't realize, the preamble to that treaty states that anybody who any of the countries that signed that treaty have, in essence, already agreed that they're going to sign the free trade area of the Americas.
That's right. But the problem, I mean, you do have some outrage in Chile, and there are a number of people who are protesting against CAFTA. They don't want it. They've seen what it's done to Mexico, and they've seen, you know, I mean, because, again, have we forgotten what NAFTA did to all of us? So there were people really protesting it in Central America, but they're going to have a real problem, Jeff, down in South America. Erskine, you've got Venezuela, Argentina,
yeah,
among a few others that are going to really fight
there.
This.
And, you know, when the more I hear about what's going on with the trade, I've got to think back to what Ross Perot said about that giant sucking sound. Man, I'm telling you, that little fellow was absolutely right on it.
Well, he should know.
I wanted to make a couple other points. One was, I've got it recorded on my DVR from last night. They, as you said, they did this in the middle of the night. There were two two Republicans, actually, that were unable to get their votes in. It would have been ended up as a tie vote. One guy complained that his vote was not counted. This other woman, Congresswoman, she made the point that she was on her way down there to try to make her vote, and they, I guess, they closed the voting, and it would have killed the measure.
I know that one person didn't even show up, so that's I think that might be part of what you're counting. I mean, that's a breaking news story, Jeff. I mean, but this all reminds me of the Congress and the media getting anthraxed just before the midnight vote on the first version of the Patriot Act. I mean, is this the only way we can get these votes through? And where is the outrage?
It's just like the voters voting at midnight.
Yeah.
And that,
you're breaking up, Jeff. I'm going to let you go. You're on a cell phone. You're breaking up. But thanks for that information. I'm going to look through my notes here and follow up and see if we can find exactly what did happen. Ann in New Mexico, thank you for calling in. Long time no hear, Ann. You're on Alex Jones.
Oh, Jack, you're back.
Well, I'm back, but I'm there 2 hours a day right after
Alex
Jones.
That is very good news. Okay. Jack, you're a warrior, so is Erskine, and happy to hear that Alex is on the front lines there. Listen, as Dr. Deagle said, we're being shafted.
Oh, no question about it.
Yeah.
No question.
And here's the neocon. We're being neoconned either, also, and I want to quote, here is where the political con comes into play. Irving Kristol came up with a solution that has become the cornerstone of neoconservative politics. Use democracy to defeat liberty. The result is an oligarchic society led by an elite of gentlemen and CEOs. And this is from a book. I highly recommend it. It's by Shadia B. Drury. It's called The Political Ideas of Leo Strauss. These are Straussians in power with their secrecy, lies, and endless wars. I highly recommend this book.
Okay.
And get the updated version. These people don't believe in Yahweh. They pretend to be Christians. They believe in the noble lie, and they're above the law.
Well, what they like to do is use any control mechanism at their disposal, and they're not above using religion or guilt or fear in order to send us down the hallowed halls of global control.
And they don't care. They have their vision of this cult of death, and they're pulling it off.
But, you know, Ann, you'll hear so many people say, but George Bush, he's a good Christian man. Now, I hear that all the time. They're
not
watching him give the sign of Satan. They're not watching somebody talk about family values and having the pinkest White House that you could imagine with Karl Rove right on down.
Yeah, all you got to do is look at the smirk on his face.
You got it. And
yeah.
I've also, there's a letter going around about a lady whose son died in Iraq. And if you read the letter that she's written, it's going around on the internet. If you read the letter that she's written, then you will see that this man hasn't got a soul. They're very empty.
Yeah, I'm unplugged. I don't have computer or TV.
I hope you did what you could to call, you know, people involved in this vote in CAFTA. Look, we've got one more shot at this with the Free Trade Area of the Americas, which I'm sure will be coming up over the next year or two. And whatever we can do to get out there and stop that, I mean, that's the last strike, folks. We're swinging. I think we maybe hit a foul ball on this one as this only passed by two votes, but it doesn't matter. A foul is still a strike, Erskine, in baseball and apparently here in the House. So.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Yahweh bless you both. And Alex, too. And Yahweh is in control. All you have to do is read Psalm 2.
N-U-N. Thanks
Hallelujah.
So much. Thank you so
Thank
much
you,
for
Aaron.
The call. Steve in Georgia, you're on the Alex Jones program. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Jack and Erskine. As I've heard you guys and Alex and many others on shortwave say many times, we're losing our freedoms while at the same time our southern borders are open, and that has just been agonizing. Watch this, and as y'all have said many times on shortwave, history repeats itself, and there's a book that we've gotten a hold of that was written in 1835 by the inventor Samuel Morse. It's called Foreign Conspiracy Against the Liberties of the United States. And in the 1830s, Samuel Morse was living in Italy and also Austria, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Austria. And he became aware of a plot.
Steve, let me hold you over if I could, and we'll also get an Arthur in Kansas, Bruce in Colorado, everybody else patiently holding. 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to Genesis Communications Radio Network. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or TV today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Alex Jones is on assignment in London right now. Getting all the news that's rolling out of the Downing Street orifice. We had Steve and Georgia on, and Erskine, let's have Steve finish up. Steve, it's all yours.
Okay, I was just mentioning, Jack, how this thing about the southern border being wide open while we're losing our borders has to be so perplexing to everyone in this country.
Did you hear the Lou Dobbs clip we played in the first half hour of the program?
Yes, I did, and I also saw another.
It's no mystery now. I mean, I think they've dropped the pretense. We're not even bothering to protect the borders anymore because there aren't going to be any more borders.
Well, Lou did a clip about a month or two ago on the southern borders, and I think he interviewed the head of the Minutemen, which is very astounding. But what I wanted to mention, Jack and Erskine, is this book. And, Jack, I have one in the mail to you, and I mentioned this to Alex Jones a couple of months ago, and he wanted me to send him this information.
Uh-huh.
And I have to, Alex. This book written by Samuel Morse in 1835, the inventor of the telegraph, explains how he uncovered a plot in Italy and in Austria that the Vatican had to undermine the liberties and the Constitution of the United States. And he was so alarmed by this when he was living in Italy and Austria in the early 1830s, he came over to the United States and started writing articles in the New York Observer. That evidently really awakened America, and he put those articles in a book called Foreign Conspiracy Against the Liberties of the United States, written in 1835. I've scanned that book. I have the original first edition of that book, and I've sent you a copy through Genesis, Jack.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting that. That's the guy that invented Morse code.
Exactly, and the telegraph.
And you know, and it's interesting, and we got these very high-level warnings, same thing with Ezra Pound warning us about the Federal Reserve and also foreign interests in the United States. They locked him up into a mental institution for 15, 16 years.
Mm-hmm. And people might wonder, how could our government allow this to happen? Well, in the book called Rulers of Evil by Tupper Saucy, mentions in there and shows he researched the 1992, I believe it was called, the Almanac of American Politics, and virtually every congressional committee in 1992 was chaired by a Roman Catholic. Now, I'm not talking about the good Roman Catholic people. I'm talking about a world political power that hides behind the facade.
Well, we know that the Vatican wants world government. I mean, there's various forms of this so-called utopia. Erskine, I know you can comment on this. This was the great work that was pronounced by FDR and his puppet masters, that incrementally they were going to eliminate sovereignty. You know, I guess the big question to be asked is, have we ever really been sovereign? Erskine, do you want to try to tackle that one?
I think you'll find that when you're talking about elitists, that you certainly do have a lot of Roman Catholics who are involved. You have a lot of Jews who are involved. You have a number of people who are Freemasons involved. But to point to one group and say, these are the ones, I think you need to look at the banksters. You need to look up at the top to the banksters, to people like the Rothschilds, Lazare Ferrer. You need to look at the Rockefeller. Some of these people who are the real controls behind it, as opposed to singling out specific groups.
Erskine,
have a part, but they are not... It isn't a Catholic conspiracy. It isn't a Jewish conspiracy. It isn't a Freemason conspiracy.
Murder on the Orient Express. They all did it.
Right.
Let me mention this. In that same book, Rulers of Evil by Tupper Saucy, he looked up in the Encyclopedia Judaica, he looked up the word...
We got to drop you there, man. Second hour coming up, the Alex Jones Show. You stay with us, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.